to another weekly edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com. It's your latest podcast, you better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds, he's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity, he's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in, we got the Brad the Bold.
Alright, welcome to Build 57, episode 22. I'm not sure what that feedback was, but it was...
That was me. My bad.
Okay. Welcome, Dylan. How you going, mate? This is Dylan Combs from dylan.combs.tv. How are you, mate?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good, mate. Pretty good. What's been going on with your combs.tv site and stuff? Any news on that?
Any updates? Not too long ago, we launched a new beta for the new site. It was up for about an hour, and it just had a lot of problems, so we had to take it down and put the old site back up. And that's currently being worked on and being fixed. Trying to work out the bugs with that. And, that's pretty much where we're at now. Still trying to launch the new site. Getting really close.
Cool. Good stuff, Matt. What about podcasting? Are you going to get back in the podcasting scene soon?
Yeah, and I've been doing a couple of YouTube videos. I'm going to start doing more YouTube videos and screencasts, and we're going to start releasing, we're going to start bringing back shows, one show a week.
Wicked.
So we're going to, Today in Tech will be the first one to come back, and then there'll be a couple others, and we've got a couple new ones coming as well.
Good stuff. All right, on the show, we're going to talk about the iPhone OS 4 and the iPad. Let's get into the iPhone OS. Dylan, have you seen much about this, mate?
I've read a lot about it, and I think it's a big step for Apple that, as far as, you know, multitasking. I was surprised by that. Thought that was the last thing I'd see is multitasking.
For sure, yeah, I agree with that one. Yeah, multitasking is going to be pretty cool on the iPhone, but I need to get an iPhone 3GS to get that to work on the phone, because it might work on 3G.
They're not going to support multitasking on the 3G iPhone, the original iPhone, or the first or second generation iPod Touch, which is kind of disappointing, but you got to realize that the newer iPods and newer iPhones have faster processors and they can handle multitasking, whereas the older ones might be able to, but not nearly as well. And you know Apple, if they're going to do something, they want it perfect, because that's Apple's way. It's perfect or it's done, or it's not done at all.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, for sure. What are your favorite features of the new OS 4?
The multitasking, definitely. I'd have to say my other favorite would be folders, because I just, you know, I didn't like the fact that I could only have, it's something like 9 pages with 170 applications on the iPhone. And that sounds like a lot at first, but once you have like 500 applications downloaded through iTunes, then you got to go through and pick and choose what you want, and that's inconvenient. Now you're going to be able to have over 2,000 applications. And put them in folders. You can have a folder for all your games, a folder for your social networking, and a folder for whatever you want.
Yep, for sure, mate. Yeah, I agree with that. That sounds good to me. And also, they're adding a new function, like an Xbox Live feature on there, called, what's it called? I don't know what it's called now, Game or something?
Game Center, I think.
That's what it's called, yeah, Game Center, yeah. That's going to be pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I haven't heard too much about it. I know it's something like where you play games with other people and you get achievements and share your scores.
Yep.
It's similar to Xbox Live. It's just going to make gaming on a mobile platform a lot more fun and a lot more social than it used to be.
For sure, man. For sure, yeah. So are you going to get an iPhone 3GS anytime soon to check out this software?
I think I'm going to go for the Nexus One.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough. Okay, what else do you like about the OS 4? Anything else?
The unified mailbox is going to be nice for iPhone users, because when I did have my iPhone, I've got like 8 different email addresses, and I only had 3 of them set up on my iPhone. But even then, it was like I'd go in and check one inbox, and I'd sit there and refresh, and then I'd have to, you know, go through my mail, and then I'd have to go back back, go to the next one, go to the other email address, go to the inbox there again, wait for that to load up. You know, it was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, true.
Now, unified mailbox would be nice to have so that everything just flows into one unified mailbox.
Yep, for sure. Anything else you like about it?
One thing I just really don't get is the why the hell would you put the iBooks app on the iPhone? Like, seriously,
who reads on their iPhone?
Other than, you know, maybe a little bit of news here and there, but who reads a book on their iPhone? Come on.
I don't know. That's a pretty dumb idea, I think. I think putting an iBook app on the iPhone.
That is something, 60,000 books.
Yep.
But half of them are public domain books.
All right. Well, so that's going to come out in June, I think. I think summer over. When's summer over in where you are?
Sorry?
When's summer over there where you are?
Around June.
Around June. So it'll be out around June. So stay tuned for that. Also, the iPad. Now, have you checked out the iPad, Dylan?
I've done some research on the iPad.
All right. So what are your thoughts on it, mate?
I've been very happy with everything I've heard and seen on the iPad, and I've gotten many, many opportunities to use one myself.
Yep.
And I'm very happy with the iPad. A lot of people say it's just a big iPod Touch, and yeah, it is. What's the problem with that? You know, it's great. Mm. It's everything that, you know, iPhone users understand, that everything on the iPhone just works so flawlessly. Everything just seems to flow together and work the way it should every time, really.
Yep.
And it's really that experience blown up on a bigger display.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I'm not sure if you're going to buy one or not, but if you do, is that going to replace your laptop, or are you going to use that for your main computer? I'm hearing a lot of people saying they're going to replace that with the iPad and stop using the laptop and stuff.
It's not a computer. That's one thing I don't like that people are saying right now. It's not a laptop replacement. It's not a desktop replacement. It's not a computer. And that's why there's people that I like to call haters. That's why there's iPad haters. iPad haters have the mindset of, this is a computer. This is a new type of computer. That's not true. The iPad is not a computer. It's a content consumption device. It's a device to carry around with you everywhere you go and consume content, whether that be movies, audio content, books, news, whatever you want it to be, along with your, you know, your social networking and anything else you want to do on it, really. Mm. It's a content consumption device, not a content creation device, not your only, you know, sole means of getting on the internet. It's not designed to do that. I mean, when you first buy one, the first thing it asks you to do when you take it out of the box and turn it on, and the first thing it says is connect to iTunes.
Yep.
They expect you to have a computer, because it's not a computer.
Yeah,
just a secondary device.
Yep.
It's a secondary device to have with you. It's a content consumption device.
Good point. Good point about that one. Also, what about the accessories? What do you think about the dock and the keyboard and stuff that you can buy for it? Would you use something like that?
There's a couple that I would recommend. Definitely the dock. It's nice for when you're watching, if you're watching video on it or anything like that, or even just really browsing the web on it. If you're sitting at a desk or at a table and you're on a, you know, and you can put it on a flat surface, the dock is great. The keyboard is nice if you're going to be typing up full documents and pages. I mean, you can literally type out a full, you know, blog post or research paper or whatever long document you may want to type out, but not have to carry your laptop around with you. You can do that. You can do it with the on-screen keyboard. The on-screen keyboard works great.
Yep.
But after a while, you kind of get that sense of, okay, I really don't want to use this on-screen keyboard anymore. At least that's been my experience when I was using it.
Yeah.
So I did also have the opportunity to use the wireless Apple keyboard with one.
Okay.
And the one that comes with the dock. And that was a great experience.
Cool. All right.
It worked very well for typing out documents.
Good stuff. And what about application? What sort of application would you use on the iPad?
You know, I haven't had an opportunity to use a whole lot of applications. I tried out all of the iWork applications, the pages, the spreadsheet application, and the presentation application. Mostly, to be honest, I was playing with games.
Okay.
This is a great gaming platform. I'm telling you, the games, like, you know, to quote Leo Laporte, because it was totally true. I don't know if you've ever played Plants vs. Zombies on the iPhone.
No, I haven't seen that one.
You have?
No,
oh,
I haven't.
My God. It's so much better on a bigger screen. And air hockey is a lot of fun. There's a lot of great games. And you can, if the listeners didn't know this, you can also download any iPhone application and run it on the iPad, and it'll scale it up to X. But when you do that, it kind of looks a little pixelated, a little grainy. It doesn't look as good. I wouldn't really recommend that, but every iPad native app that I've seen has just been phenomenal, except for some, like the New York Times app. I had downloaded that, and it was just a joke. It was seriously just a complete joke. The New York Times app sucks. I'd rather go to the New York Times website in the browser.
Yep. Okay. And what sort of features would you want to see in the iPad if you were going to design one? Would you add a camera and stuff? They should have added a camera or something to it.
I don't think a rear-facing camera would be practical, because really, who wants to hold this big device up and take a picture with it like a camera? But definitely a front-facing camera for like Skype video chats.
Yeah.
Things like that. And every other feature besides the camera, every other feature that I wanted is going to be put in there with the new iPhone OS 4.0, because that'll be effective on the iPad too. So you're going to have the unified mailbox, the folders, the multitasking, the... You know, everything that's coming out with that, and multitasking is going to be the biggest one, because now it's like, you know, people said, yeah, I'd like to be able to, you know, say, listen to Pandora and browse the internet at the same time. Well, you can't do that with the iPad right now. Mm. It's got the power. It's perfectly capable of it as far as hardware goes, but it's just not enabled in software. And now it's going to be enabled in software with 4.0. You'll have the multitasking and every other feature that Apple announced.
Mm-hmm. So you reckon this would replace the phone? Replace the iPhone? You reckon you would use that than the iPhone?
I think that this with something like a Nexus One would be great. If I was an iPhone user, I would have no problem leaving the iPhone and going to say like a Nexus One or a Verizon Droid for, you know, along with an iPad, because all those apps that are iPhone only, of course, are on the iPad now. So anything that you would miss, you would have if you had an iPad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, good point there. Okay, so it's not out here in Australia. So it's going to be out towards the end of April. So I'm not sure what pricing is going to be. I think it's $4.99 over there. And I've been hearing a few people have been buying it from the...
$4.99 here.
What's that?
They start at $4.99 here. That's the best one.
Okay, $4.99. That's the wireless one, isn't it? The 16 gig.
That's the 16 gig Wi-Fi version. You can go all the way up to, I think it's I believe $8.29.
Well, okay.
For 64 gigabytes with 3G.
That's pretty good. Is that worth the money, Derek?
Yes. Personally, yes. And it's all solid-state storage. One thing I was surprised about was, for one, all solid-state storage, no spinning drive. Mm. The iPad has no moving parts whatsoever. It doesn't heat up. It doesn't, you know, it never, ever, I never feel like it's gotten, you know, warm. Yep. I can use this thing for hours, and it's the same temperature it was when I turned it on.
Yeah.
So you never worry about overheating or anything like that. That's kind of nice.
That's good. That's good, yeah. All right, we'll keep that in mind. Anything else you want to add to this topic at all, Dylan, and we'll wrap this up?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, for the haters, it's a great device. For those that say it's a giant iPod Touch, that's exactly true. Mm. You would really be surprised, Brad. I encourage you to get one.
I'm definitely getting one. Steve from the Tech Buzz sold me on it, and so he did an unboxing on it. I've seen that, and I was sold on it, so I'm going to get one. Just from his review and stuff, you know.
It's really great what you can do with that extra screen space. It's that fluid experience that you get with the iPhone of everything just works flawlessly, and it just feels right. It's that experience on a much bigger device. I personally love it. Mm. It's not a desktop replacement. Like I said before, it's not a laptop replacement. But I don't really see the point in getting the Wi-Fi version, but if you get a 3G version... It's great to take out with you. Go to the coffee shop, take it to work, take it wherever you're going. It's just a great content consumption device for wherever you are, whether that's at home in bed reading a book or at the office doing, you know, whatever, typing out a document on it. It's a great device.
Cool. All right, good stuff. Does the 3G one, does that have built-in wireless as well?
Built-in Wi-Fi?
Yeah, Wi-Fi, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, I'll keep that in mind. I might see what happens. I might get the 3G one or the Wi-Fi one. I'm not sure yet. I'll have to think about it.
The 3G is nice here because normally with AT&T, and AT&T provides the 3G for the iPad, if you go to AT&T here in the U.S. and buy a 3G laptop, you know, card that you plug into your laptop, yep, for wireless 3G access, they call it unlimited. But unlimited is, quote, 5 gigabytes a month.
Okay.
So I really don't know where they get the term unlimited, because it's only 5 gigabytes a month. But they did say, because they were asked this over and over again, with the iPad in the U.S., if you get one, you don't have to worry about that 5 gigabytes, because for $30 a month, you get true unlimited data.
Okay.
So cool. So all the podcasts, all the movies, everything you want to download, you'll be able to get, not have to worry about bandwidth at all.
Okay. All right. Well, good stuff. Yeah, all right. That's very good information for us. We'll keep that in mind. Anything else you want to add as well, Dylan, before we go, mate? Any lot of links and Twitter and stuff and that sort of thing?
Thanks. Dylan.combs.tv, or just go to combs.tv to find me. Help me get up to 20,000 followers on Twitter. Wow. I'm currently at 14,224 at the time of this recording at twitter.com/DylanCombsTV.
All right. So just go follow him right now and press pause and, yeah. So how do you get so many followers?
I'm loved. Trick?
Okay. All right, I thought there might be some sort of trick to it, but
I tweet interesting things. I do.
Yeah.
Because I don't just tweet links all the time and ads. I guess it's because I have a good combination of stuff I tweet, because I'll post, you know, personal stuff, you know, what I'm doing, things like that occasionally.
Yep.
A lot of good links to tech news articles and occasionally an ad or two in there, but you know, you can really expect that from most people now.
Cool, man. All right, and are you gonna be live back on Justin.tv soon at all?
Sorry, what?
Are you going to be live on Justin TV? You can check that out as well on your live stream.
I will be live here very soon, and once the once we get the site launched again without problems, it'll be back on 24/7. The live broadcast will.
Good stuff. All right. Well, if you want to email us at the podcast, it's podcast@bills57.com, and also you can check out his YouTube channel as well, and also you can follow him on Twitter. Bills57, twitter.com/Bills57, and also Brad Oz and Tech Webcast, and also Tech Conclave. John got a new laptop, which was pretty cool. I'm not sure if you've seen that or not, Dylan, but he did an unboxing of it the other day, and looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that on YouTube. It was nice.
Yeah, pretty nice. All right, thanks for coming on, mate.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Thank you.
Of Blister Podcast, Blister57.com, .com. It's your latest podcast, better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds, he's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity, he's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in, we got the Brad, the Bone, and the Glenn,